Folks, have you ever been at a crossroads thinking, should I just do the good deed or do I need to really feel it in my heart? Well, let me tell you, in the mystical alleys of Kabbalah, this is a hot topic. Picture this. It's the 23rd of Adar Shini, a day like any other, but for the Kabbalist, it's a moment to ponder deep ideas. Now imagine you're holding a coin, just a simple coin, nothing fancy. You're about to give it away as charity, as tzedakah. Right, but wait, do you just drop it in the box, or do you infuse it with all your love and fear of the Almighty? There's the cosmic twist. Whether you're feeling the vibes or just going through the motions, both actions are pulsing with divine energy. That's right, it's like spiritual electricity lighting up your mitzvah. This energy, it doesn't look like God, but it's a spark. A tiny flame of the infinite hiding in plain sight. Now let's talk about Noga. It's not your neighbor's dog. It's not your neighbor's dog. It's the source of everything that's not forbidden. The gray area where we find most of our stuff, including money. That coin in your hand, it's lifeless on its own, but guess what? You can turn it into a vessel for the divine, giving to Deka. Now that's where the magic happens. When you give with passion, with Kavana, you're not just handing over cash. You're building bridges to the heavens. So whether you're feeling the love or just doing the deed, remember, every action you take is energized by the divine. It's the intention, the Kavana, that transforms your mitzvah from a simple act into an extraordinary dance with the divine. And that, my friends, is the secret to bringing heaven down to earth. Keep that in mind next time you're about to perform a mitzvah and watch the sparks fly.